It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And here is your Thursday edition of Not Necessarily,
Not Necessarily the News.
Where proudly you get today's news. Tomorrow, you'll get
this.
Is
right
really? This is stuff from yesterday.
Well, I didn't know that's how time works.
Well, that's just how the press works.
Breaking news!
Is it the algorithm?
Hello, Hank Facebook Livers. Enjoy it. Have fun. Comments section. What do you think a pickle's going to do, float or sink? Let us know. Tonight's lead story, we have more stuck astronauts.
Oh, no.
Remember that? You know, back again, we had the two that were up there earlier in the year for our International Space Station. Mm-hmm. Well, this is China. China has indefinitely postponed the return of three astronauts from its brand new, this thing is brand new, space station after their Shenzhou 20 spacecraft was hit by debris. Space debris.
That's unfortunate.
Space junk.
It's like a garbage truck in the middle of space.
There's just stuff flying around up there willy-nilly. We don't even know.
Elon Musk.
He's got a lot of it up there. He threw a car up there. It might get hit by a car, for crying out loud. But yes, they were trying to leave, but as they were doing that, the little capsule that gets them back home got pinged and...
Uh-oh.
I mean, even something like the size of a paperclip is a big thing up there. So who knows what hit them? And China says, we'll let you know. Dot, dot, dot.
We'll be back later.
We'll get up there at some point.
Soon.
And actually, they may end up having to use the services of
Elon Musk,
who rescued the other astronauts earlier in the year, too. So, in the meantime, those three crew members are doing fine, evidently. And they just earlier in the week held the first ever barbecue in space.
Come on over and let's
Chinese barbecue over there. Inviting the neighbors from other stranded International Space Station. So Godspeed up there and good luck with that. Good luck with it.
So there's a lot you can do after a love gone wrong. You can gather the girl squad, eat lots of ice cream, or just go to Fort Worth like everyone else on Earth. Mm-hmm. Nicole Kidman, no exception. She's definitely doing one of these and planning a glow up in the wake of her splits from Keith Urban. She's ready for a total reinvention with a fresh look, new energy, fresh start, and is a big believer that true revenge is in living well and shining in public. The styling team has been put on alert that she's looking for something daring and fresh for the red carpet. She's ready to show the world she is still the powerhouse she once was. Back to you, Ken.
Blow it up, girl. Just in time for the Wicked 2 resumption, which comes out either next week or Thanksgiving week. This is a big auction item going up on the block over there. Dallas Heritage Auctions, from the original 1939 film. It is Margaret Hamilton's hat, the iconic witch black hat. It'll go up there. Of course, you know, the two pairs of ruby slippers, were one of them went last year and it was just ridiculous. So nobody even knows what to value or estimate what this is going to go for. And evidently, it is extremely heavy. It's made out of wool.
What?
So, yeah.
That's crazy. No wonder she was so cranky.
Yeah, the first week in December over there in the Dallas side. And then it went up for auction because, you know, PBS and everything lost funding. So three paintings from Bob Ross sold this week on Tuesday for more than $600,000 at auction. So it's the first of about 30 Bob Ross paintings that he did, obviously, during the joy of painting, being sold to benefit it. Because what he would just give them away, or he would usually just leave them if he was traveling around at the PBS affiliate that he was at.
Can you imagine that?
But where they filmed it is primarily where most of those were, and those just were dispersed over the years and stuff like that. And anyway, this is going up. And it's really good because they were having to do some weird stuff for money there, PBS, for a while. I don't even want to tell you what Grover had to do. We're just going to let that sit.
What a great...
Just let it cook.
Let it cook.
As they say.
Okay.
All right. I just like this music. You're free to begin.
Okay.
Okay, we'll give you a starter.
All right. Another season of The Golden Bachelor is in the books. And congratulations to one Peg, who Mel picked out a gorgeous Neil Lane ring. It's 30 different diamonds and, well, quite substantial, but no proposal. Yeah, just like, in the 11th grade. It's a promise ring. Which
that's a big promise ring, bro.
This idea did not go over well with Cindy.
Oh, she
really let him have it.
Oh, Cindy.
He's not interested in making any type of commitments for several years. I'm in my golden years.
Yeah.
I'm 60 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm not interested in being put on hold.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oof.
Tell him, girl.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Peg says her man doesn't just have integrity. He is integrity. And they bonded the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
In the fantasy suite in Antigua.
Mm.
So this is this is how Nana is meeting the new papas these days.
You know how Mel, 66, I think, he said before all this began on the season of The Golden Bachelor that he would not end up with anybody and didn't want anybody over the age of 60?
Mm-hmm.
Peg, 62. There you go. There you go.
It's almost like women still have value at that age or something.
True love is found.
Oh,
or at least a promise. Thank you. Well done, Golden. Speaking of always Golden, Miss Dolly. Maybe just unlock the secret to her view on aging. Saying, simply put, quote, if you allow yourself to get old, you will. I say, I ain't got time to get old.
Right.
Says Dolly Parton. She says, people say you're going to be 80 years old in January, by the way. She says, well, so what? Look at all I've done in 80 years, and I feel like I'm just literally getting started. I know that sounds stupid, but unless my health gives way, which I'm doing great right now, I think there's a lot to be said about age. Do stuff. Keep doing stuff. Don't stop doing stuff. If you do, you get old. There you go. That's Dolly. Not the llama. The part.
But to be fair, she's never played pickleball with your mother-in-law, so she may be feeling a little more sore after that.
You know, between you and Tim, I don't know if we're...
70% of the injuries happen to people over 50 years old.
We're here to help. The biggest
party starters. Party starters, right?
So the biggest pizza delivery night of the year is actually the day before Thanksgiving, and now Domino's has a big chance for you to get a jump on the big day. That would be with the festive one. The festive one. It's a pie that's topped with turkey breast, sage, bacon, red onions, and cranberry drizzle. Meanwhile, has everyone started Christmas shopping? They're acting like we only have a day or two left. But Walmart getting in on the action with that holiday cup. It's apparently a knockoff of the Starbucks variety.
Oh, the barista?
Mm-hmm. They say they look the same with the exception of the lids. Starbucks
I think
ones,
that's why everybody wants it, though. The lid. It's the bear head lid.
Well, it's, it's not the Temu version. It's the Walmart version. It's going to cost you $15. The Starbucks ones will cost you $30 and a black eye. So you'll get a fight over that.
Yeah, but that Walmart version is like the, yeah, we got the barista at home, though.
No!
Cody Johnson, congratulations. Him and his wife, Brandy, welcome their third child, J.C. Daniel Johnson. This happened back, but just coming clean with it here, October 21st. So it is the first boy that already has two girls in the family. So congratulations to Kojo and his wife. And not congratulations, as we've, I think, brought up that Kim Kardashian did not pass her latest go at the bar exam again to be a quote-unquote lawyer.
Dang
it. And one of the reasons she's most disappointed, according to herself, is she's surprised she failed the bar exam because her four psychics told her that she would definitely pass.
Really?
She said, I don't know if I would have just believed it if one said it, but all four of her psychics said that she was going to pass the bar and did not. By the way, if she ever does become a lawyer, and if you need legal representation, I would not hire the one that needs four psychics, maybe, to figure out what's going on.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.